Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Today is Magical Monday. And today, for the first time on this show, we have my very special friend, Beverly Nadla, bringing us her brand new segment, Good Vibrations, the vibrations you need to be at one with the universe. I'm really excited about that because it takes all of that to be in harmony with the universe, and we all need to be in harmony with the universe for sure. This is Successful September. We want you to be successful in all areas of your life, and our extraordinary guest lineup will provide you with invaluable information to inspire and motivate you to reach your goals and be successful. Tomorrow we have Coach Duran, an incredible coach, a motivational coach, an athletic coach. On Wednesday we have given our whole show over to an extraordinary organic company with a Go Green and Organic, and it's worldwide. And the CEO and the product developer will give you all the information you need to know to have a healthier lifestyle. On Thursday, Beverly will be back with her Here's to Your Health Naturally segment, a very popular segment on the show, and that's why we do it every single Thursday. So, and it goes on and on from there. But let's take the first 4 days, because probably by the fifth one you won't remember anyhow. So stay tuned each and every day. We want you to get financially fit, get healthy, get wealthy, and get what you want in life. And we will be very specific as to how you can make that happen. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can find concrete opportunities on my blog, www.joycebarry.blogspot.com, along with many of my favorite poems and articles. Write us your comments on our blog and on Facebook. And before we proceed any further, let me give you the Daily Attitude Adjuster by Dr. Stan himself.
Watch out, world, here I come. This is Dr. Stan, Breakthrough Harris. Here is a declaration you need to read every day. Wow, what a great day to be alive. I feel dynamite. I like me. I accept me. I love me. I'm going to have a super fantastic day today because I'm too blessed to be depressed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too glad to be sad. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. And I'm too elated to be agitated. Circumstances are aligning themselves in my favor. I'm healthy, physically fit, and intellectually equipped. I have wisdom far beyond my years. I am an extraordinary person with incredible abilities that I will use to add value to others' lives. Because I know that as I help others reach their dreams, I will automatically reach my own. I anticipate meeting the person or group of people today who are willing to use their power, their wealth, and influence to help me achieve my dreams. All day long, people will go out of their way to bless me. Today, I will add great value to someone's life. I will show compassion to those in need. I will give strength to the weak and inspiration to the weary. Someone needs what I have to offer, and I gladly make myself available. I embrace abundance, and it embraces me. I am abundant in every good way. I am an abundance magnet. I like money, and it likes me. It is attracted to me because it comes abundantly from many sources. I use my money wisely because it's a tool to help those in need. It's also a way of keeping score, showing how many people's lives that I add value to. I am experiencing great victories, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. I am an overcomer. If my mountain can't be removed, I will develop and practice my mountain climbing skills. I may experience a setback. Setbacks are only setups for comebacks. Setbacks pave the way for comebacks. I will make lemonade out of life's lemons. And if life knocks me down, I'll fall on my back, realizing that as long as I can look up, I can get up. I commit to paying for my dreams with preparation and perspiration so that I won't have to live with my nightmares of regret. I do not procrastinate. because procrastination leads to devastation. It is the assassination of my destination. Thus, I will act now. I am a doer. I get results at last. I now release the champion that is inside of me. I am the leader that multitudes of people are looking for. I choose to succeed today and every day hereafter. Watch out, world. Here I come.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends with stimulating talk, news you can use, and ways to stay home, have fun, and make more money. Don't go anywhere. You really do not want to miss hearing from Beverly Nadler with her brand new segment being introduced today for the very first time on Those Good Vibrations. Motivation, inspiration, and education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your coach, Joyce Barry, straight from the coach's corner. And later, some powerful insights about having a home-based business, which Beverly will bring to you as well. My goodness, she has many, many areas of expertise. And I must say, folks, every one of them, she hits it right out of the ballpark. We invite you to enter our chat room, which is now open. You can log into www.blogtalkradio.com/Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, blogtalkradio.com/Joyce Barry. Go to the profile in the center of the page and click on the green icon that says chat now. So today, right from the coach's corner, I want to talk to you about AAA. No, I'm not talking to you about the Roadside Assistance Club. I am not talking to you about American Automobile Association, not Roadside Assistance, but Life Assistance. So my AAA is attitude plus action equal accomplishment. Attitude is all in a state of mind. Make sure you have a positive attitude. Keep in mind that it is your predominant mental attitude that is what counts. It is the driving force, and you are the driver. You can have the best car in the world, the most expensive car, and it is not going anywhere without gas in the tank. You make sure there is gas in the tank, and of course, you will make sure there is gas because you want to always be on the move. Same deal with you personally. You have to put positive thoughts in your mind to propel you forward. Keep away from negative influences. Keep away from negative people. That generates those negative thoughts. And when you catch yourself in a negative frame of mind, all you have to do, and this is a technique that I truly apply myself, and it does work. When you get a negative thought, think the word cancel, C-A-N-C-E-L, and immediately replace those negative thoughts with positive ones. You want to make sure that your thoughts are positive. You want to ask yourself, what are you thinking about, given you get about 60,000 thoughts a day. What are you thinking about? Action is putting forth or exerting energy, a manner of movement. What actions are you taking? Where are you putting your energy? What are you moving towards? Monitor your movements. Make sure those movements matter. The actions you are engaged in today sets into play where you will be tomorrow. Are you drifting through your day or are you being very purposeful? Do you have a clear vision of what you want and where you are going? Put the action steps you are taking on paper. Make sure that you don't miss any action steps. Be congruent with your vision. It is important that it's down on paper because when you have all these things in your head, it sometimes gets convoluted. And so the right attitude plus the actions you take to get to your goal, if correct, will equal accomplishment. Accomplishment is something completed, a worthy attainment. Be a champ, not a chump. A champ does whatever it takes to get the result. A champ does not procrastinate. A champ has results, not excuses. A champ keeps moving forward in the face of any and all obstacles. A champ will do what a chump will not do. A champ is a very positive word. I mean, keep it in front of you. Think of yourself as a champion. A chump is a stupid, forgive me for saying so, it's a stupid or foolish person who gives up easily, makes excuses, procrastinates, and believes he or she will fail anyway, so why bother? Don't be a chump, be a champ. The formula, a positive mental attitude plus going into purposeful action and being unstoppable equals the accomplishment of what it is you want. That's my AAA attitude plus action equal accomplishment. And that was live from the AAA Coach's Corner in New York City. Beverly, what do you have to say about my AAA club?
I would say that you just gave an entire lesson, that each part of it could be a separate lesson also. It was extraordinary, and it is true. Your attitude and action steps will determine where you go. Absolutely. Bravo, Joyce.
Thank you so much. I know I have to put your check in the mail for all your kudos. We genuinely appreciate each other, and that's why we've been friends for a couple of decades, truly, where I sit in on her seminar, she sits in on mine, because we really value what each of us brings to the table. And the interesting thing is we specialize and focus in completely different areas, and therefore we can really be a great support system for each other. So without further ado, I'm going to flip over to our sponsor, and then right after that, we're going to talk about good vibrations.
Would you like to curb your appetite and lose weight? Would you believe there's a product that not only turns off your hunger switch, it also helps you lose weight, lose inches, and boost your energy? The product is Diet Magic, and it works like magic. Diet Magic is a simple little pill that works in so many powerful ways. Diet Magic helps control cravings, melts unwanted inches off your body, and improves your mood and energy. Diet Magic is safe and works fast with no jitters, no shakes, no adverse side effects, and no prescription required. Try a Diet Magic trial pack today and experience this phenomenal product for yourself by logging on to DietMagicWow.com. That's DietMagicWow.com. Diet Magic, the little pill with big results in appetite control, weight loss, and great energy. Order your Diet Magic trial pack right now online at DietMagicWow.com. That's DietMagicWow.com.
Diet Magic. Wow.
I just want to say that Beverly is so much into making a difference in the lives of others. So for sure, she is one person I put high on the list of having good vibrations, because she comes from the place of just wanting to be there to contribute to people's lives through their health, through their well-being, through all of that. So I know of no better person to talk about good vibrations than my friend, a great, awesome author, a guru on health and so much more. Here she is, the one, the only, Beverly Nadler. Take it away, my friend.
Well, I can't wait to hear what I have to say, Joyce, after that introduction. Joyce, do you know that my book was originally going to be titled Good Vibrations?
No, I didn't know that.
And the reason that I did not title it Good Vibrations is because I didn't want the Beach Boys to come after me in case the book became extremely popular.
Yeah, that was a great song in those days. Good
yes,
vibrations.
It was. Yes, it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, of course, the book didn't become that popular. Not enough people know about it, and hopefully more people will know about it now. Plus the fact that the information in it is far more accepted. And I'm going to say something that you'll be surprised that I'm going to say, is that the reason the information in my book and what I teach is far more accepted is because of a little book that you often talk about, Joyce, The Secret. Are you surprised?
Well, actually, nothing surprises me these days.
Oh, nothing. Okay.
I'm open to everything. After hosting my own show, and I'm full of technical surprises just about every single day, I'm kind of getting immune to what surprises I'm all
okay.
about.
The reason
today
I said
them drilling outside my window. The noise is so overwhelming that I have all I can do to keep my sanity, folks. It is right outside my window. I don't know what the heck they're drilling on, but it is loud. So nothing surprises me. Go ahead, Beverly.
Well, I want to tell you, Joyce, that while that's going on, it is very, very distracting. And the best thing that you can do is just focus on what's going on in your show, because I know there's a lot of people out there loving it, and there's people in the chat room, and kind of turn your attention from that which is disturbing you into what's going on, and the fact that you are overcoming it. You turn that negative into a positive. Wow, I'm able to perform, I'm able to continue, I'm able to do what I want by tuning into myself and not allowing that outside disturbance to bother me.
Absolutely. There is no other way.
Okay, my dear. So we'll move on from here. The reason I mentioned that, that I thought you might be surprised that I said The Secret, because when The Secret first came out, I was appalled. I was very unhappy. I sent out newsletters saying that because it was only partial information, a lot of people were going to be confused and be upset and not have what they wanted, which has proven true, of course. A lot of people can't just apply something as simple as think the thoughts that you want to think, send them out there, project them, and what you want is going to come back to you, which is the law of attraction in action. It's not as simple as that, but something that The Secret did that nothing else has ever done, it has brought to the populace, to the quotes, I'm going to use the public or the common man, an understanding or at least a realization that everything is energy, that we live in an energy universe, that the energy of the mind has power, that the energy of their mind and their thoughts and their behaviors has power. And before this little book came out and this DVD, people would poo-poo that. There's always been a group of people that understood this, the mystics from the past, everything that they taught was about how to keep your mind, and not just your mind, but your whole being in harmony with the universe. That was the teachings. They were considered secret teachings, and they were all based on the understanding, the knowledge that we live in a sea of energy. If we want to say we live, move, have our being in God, and we can also say that in many cases and many things that you may even be reading, there is an equation which says that this power that they talk about, this energy field, all of it, and this God that we worship is one and the same. It is the one creative power of the universe. So the ancients knew this, and it has been handed down through time. But when we got to the popular thinking, which has become so totally enmeshed in the outside events and circumstances that disturb us, because they... Oh, I just want to mention this. I'll mention it now while I'm thinking of it. Next week, we will be talking about the law of polarity, because that is the law that has caused so much stress and distress for people, because constantly we say, you know, if you think good thoughts, everything good is going to happen, and we look at for the ideal, and then we notice that things don't work out exactly the way we think they should, and that happens to be because we do not understand how the law of polarity operates in the third dimension. So that's what we're going to talk about. But today we're not talking about that. Today we're talking about the whole essence of the meaning of what it means to have good vibrations. When I use that term, I'm saying to have the vibrations, the energy field, your own energy that is in harmony with what it is that you want. Before I continue, I just want to ask my hostess if there's anything that she feels I need to cover, or if there's anything she wants to ask or any comment.
No, you're right on the right track, and far be it from me to tell the expert on what to cover when you have it down so well, and that's why we gave you the other segment. I just went into the chat room to see if they had any questions, and there's a bunch of people in the chat room, but there are no questions at the moment.
Okay, so great.
You're on a roll.
I'm on a roll. Okay.
And
so,
I'm not shy, by the way. If I have a question, I promise you I will interject.
Okay. And then just wait for me. If I'm on a roll, I may not hear you immediately, so just call my name again, and I will stop because I...
So we will wait for each other. Go ahead, Beverly.
Okay, because I welcome any comments or questions. But not too many of them because I want to make sure I get through this segment teaching what I feel is the most important thing to understand. So I'm going to start with that. First principle, everything is energy. You are energy. Everything you think, feel, act, everything is energy. All of the material things that which you can touch, these are all composed of energy. Einstein proved that energy, or rather that matter, is just energy vibrating at a very, very low frequency so that we are able to see it or hear it. Sounds are energy also. Everything is energy. We live in an energy universe, and one of the main things to know about energy is that energy vibrates. It has a frequency and an amplitude. Now, frequency is the rate of vibration. This program could not be heard by anyone if you had not put your computer in the particular in this case, the link that you clicked was bringing you into the same frequency as this program is being recorded on, so that there has to be a link-up between that which we are sending out and that which you're receiving. To give you an example that's easier to understand than the one I used until we had internet radio, is a radio program. Broadcast and a radio receiver. All of the programs that are being broadcast at the same time are out there on the airwaves on their own set frequency or rate. But when you turn the dial of your radio to a specific station, that is the receiver, and it will only pick up that broadcast that you want. Now, same thing with your television. You have a particular channel, a program that you want to watch. All the other channels are being rebroadcasting at the same time, unfortunately, because sometimes our favorite programs are being broadcast, four or five of them at the same time. And if we have a DVR, we can only pick up, you know, one or two of them, but never have to record in advance. But nevertheless, you cannot hear or see something unless it's on the same frequency. Now, that's a very important point, so please remember that while I talk about amplitude, which is much simpler.
Yeah, Beverly?
Yeah.
While you're talking about picking up things on the same frequency, I have to let you know the comment from Teresa in the chat room. Great information, my friend. I'm right here with you. This is all in alignment with me and my purpose.
Great. Thank you, Teresa. That frequency that you just broadcast that on gave me even better vibrations. How's that? Good vibrations, by the way. When you've got good vibrations, you, the individual, you are feeling good. That's what the point is. You are feeling
good.
Yeah,
and I just want to say that a lot of our most loyal fans are in the chat room every day, so I certainly am listening to what you have to say, your comments, your questions. So I appreciate that and keep them coming, and I do let our guests know, as you've seen. And Teresa definitely has good vibrations. Thank you, Teresa. Go ahead, Beverly.
Okay. So the second is amplitude, and amplitude is simple. That's the power. That's how loud do you turn the program? How loud, how high do you want to hear the sound? That's what the amplitude is. So we've got two measurements for vibrations. And behind everything, behind the law of attraction, behind anything that you want to get into your life, behind all of your relationships, behind everything is this law of vibration. More so than the law of attraction is a result not just of the law of vibration, but it's all of the laws coming together. Because the way that we vibrate, the energy field that we send out, does attract back to us the energy field that we come into our life. So we can look at our life and say, holy smokes, I attracted that. Yes, whatever it is, you attracted it. And you say, how did I attract that? Some things you will never know and figure out how you attracted it, because it wasn't you as an individual. There is what is known as mass mind consciousness. All of these things that I'm talking about, by the way, could require a session in itself. They are also all in my book, Vibrational Harmony. So I will mention right here that you can get that book by going to vibrationalharmonybook.com. It is an ebook, but it is the latest version. So you, even though I originally wrote the book in 2001, this has been updated in 2009. So all of the information that I'm talking about, and it's in an order that is simple to follow because one thing naturally follows the other. But here I need to bring all of these points in. Your vibrations are not just determined by the thoughts that you have that day. Now, this is not in opposition to Stan's marvelous message, by the way. I love it. Every morning, Joyce plays that. Of course, I don't necessarily hear it every morning because I'm not on the show every morning and I can't get to listen to it every morning. But when you tune into the show, if you allow yourself to have that message just run through your being, just feel it, just let it flow through, it will help you to raise your vibrations. And when I say raise...
She's talking about Dr. Stan's daily attitude adjuster. And I totally agree. It sets off, the energy goes up, and it certainly is all about good vibrations.
That's what it is, totally about that. But here's the thing. We have, all of us, we have within us a consciousness, a mind, a brain. We have brain cells that vibrate. What's going on within our consciousness is not necessarily going to promote good vibrations. We have beliefs, programs, patterns, conditioning that we have had, some of which we brought with us when we were born, things that go on in your mom's womb. We are affected by. It's been proven that that's so. I don't have to give the proof of that. There is scientific data that the infant, the fetus, is affected by it. So you come into this life as a human being with already pre-recorded, so to speak, vibrations or programming in your brain, in your subconscious mind. And then we add to that by our environment, by our family, by our genetics, certain things will be more prevalent in certain people than others. And as we go through life, certain things are constantly being reinforced. And when I talk about mass mind consciousness, there are certain beliefs that are so much a part of our general culture, and then certain beliefs that are part of specific cultures. Let's say that the wealthy have certain beliefs that are different from people who are poor, people who are homeless, women have certain beliefs that are different than men. When you're working, the type of work that you do, there are certain beliefs, certain conditioning that comes as a result of that. There are different national beliefs, cultural beliefs, religious beliefs. We have these installed within us at a subconscious level. Some of them are, of course, at a conscious level. Many are operating at a subconscious level. In fact, some of the books that I read, and I constantly update my information and my knowledge constantly. So because new things are discovered all the time, that's why it's so important, by the way, to have an open mind, because new discoveries sometimes totally wipe out other old ones, or some of them add to them, or they give a different perspective to some of the things that have been discovered. And what I want to bring out now is that where before we said, well, there's some things that are operating at the subconscious level, I'm reading from really known experts in this field that 95% of what is really going on in our consciousness is happening at the subconscious level. So if that's true, and I defy anyone to prove that it's not true, and what we're thinking on a conscious level if it is not in harmony with what is also happening and going on in our belief systems at a subconscious level, we can be saying affirmations till the cows come home, to use a rather stupid expression, but you probably heard it, you know, or until next Christmas, or, you know, people say, and nothing happens, which is why I consistently get messages from people, letters from people asking me, well, I did this, and how come this didn't happen? And what people want is to repeat a few affirmations a few times a day, maybe, or maybe just in the morning or just at night, and then everything changes. And that's not happening, folks. And when it does happen, because sometimes it does, it is because the programming in that individual's mind was in total harmony with what was it they were saying. So that they're now repeating an affirmation which for them is harmonious. The receiver and the sender is the same. The receiver, by the way, in this case would be subconscious mind receiving what the conscious mind is saying and vice versa. And then that particular thing also, it's not as simple as it sounds, that particular thing that they're saying vibrates out into the universe, and because the subconscious mind is in harmony with it, it brings back to them the people, conditions, circumstances, situations, and events that they want and need that are in harmony with the vibrations that they sent out, that individual has sent out. I want to ask you at this point, because it could be confusing, is there a question on that?
There's no questions in the chat room. I've been in touch with the chat room, and I think you're crystal clear, so I honestly don't have any questions.
Okay, I try to be crystal clear.
I would make a comment, however.
Please do.
When you talked about the affirmations and oftentimes they don't work, I just need to say that oftentimes they do work. It really depends on your deep-seated beliefs. If you come from a place of having them work, of believing they will work, if every fiber of your being is congruent, that you think it, you feel it, and you believe it, there is a chance you will manifest it. And I know that I have these kind of affirmations that I win contests all the time, and I do. So I don't want to use any absolutes here, like never work or they always work. It has to do a lot with where you're coming from and your belief system. And when they don't work, that's when you go to a reprogramming coach like Beverly.
Well, that's pretty much what I said. Pretty much what I said. But you gave it a perfect example, Joyce, because since I know you, you have won more contests than anybody maybe on the planet. You haven't won the big one. You know, you didn't get $1 million yet. But you have won contests where I'm like stunned. And you once told a story about that you were taking a trip to Puerto Rico, and you said, well, let me enter this contest. And you entered the contest, won the trip, and from that time on, your programming, your mind accepted and believed, I win contests. And that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about programming. I can enter contests until, again, the cows come home. I don't win any, hardly any, unless they are based on my ability. I'll win contests on poetry. I'll win contests on essays. I don't enter them now. I did enter them as a youngster. But the fact is, I don't have that program. Now, will I spend any time creating it? No. But here's the thing. If you have programming, and the way you know your programming, the way you know what you are vibrating into the universe is by what shows up in your life. So if there are a lot of things that are going on that have to do with lack of health, lack of money, lack of relationships, in other words, the issues are clear that I'm not programmed for what I want in that area, then I'm going to say, yes, a reprogramming job is necessary. You do not beat yourself up. You do not tell yourself there's something wrong with you. It has to do with something that is, at this point, probably beyond your control. Now, there are two ways to do the reprogramming.
Wait, Beverly, hold that thought a moment, because I just wanted to elaborate on something, because you referenced the Puerto Rico trip, and there was a major piece I want to let people know about. I had a trip booked to Puerto Rico. That was my vacation. It was booked for 2 weeks. So when I got out of the station on Wall Street, I was a stockbroker at the time, and the first thing I saw was this Barracini candy store win a trip to Puerto Rico, all expenses paid. That's why it caught my eye. Surely there were other contests around and magazines and newspapers that I didn't pay any attention to, but I had that trip booked. So I walked in, I went over to the counter, and I said, give me the lucky ticket. I've never won anything. And a week later, she called and told me, you won the Puerto Rico trip. So I was focused on Puerto Rico. And when I won that, the only one that was majorly disappointed, of course, was my travel agent, who I told him I could prove that I legitimately won this. I have the congratulatory letter, and you need to cancel everything because this trip is covered. So that is the alignment and the focus and, you know, why it even caught my attention, because that was my first contest. Like anything else, when you do something the first time and you hit a home run, of course you're going to be hooked on it. If you go to Las Vegas and you play the slot machine and it comes in right away, of course you're going to be hooked on it, especially at the beginning times. So we need to kind of wrap up this segment because we have many more. So what do you want to say to wrap everything up?
What I want to say is to contact me or go to my website and look at the subliminal tapes and programs that are there, CDs and tapes, because they are a key, an absolute key to changing your subconscious programming. That on the subconscious level, and then, of course, I do coaching on the conscious level. But both are necessary to change your programs. So if you want to change your programming, if you want to change your vibrations, to have good vibrations in harmony with what it is that you want, then you need to change your programming. My website is www.beverlynadler.com. And that's it.
And
back
that's
you,
BEVERLYNADLER.com. Thank you, Beverly. Now we're going to get wowed by our sponsor.
I wish I could lose weight.
I wish I could turn off my hunger switch.
I wish I could get rid of my love handles.
You know what I wish for? An energy boost.
If you'd like to lose weight, lose inches, curb your appetite, and boost your energy, then it's time to stop wishing. It's time to put Diet Magic into your life. That's right, Diet Magic. Diet Magic is a simple little pill that works in so many powerful ways, like controlling cravings, melting unwanted inches, and improving your mood and energy. Diet Magic is safe and works fast, with no jitters, no shakes, no adverse side effects, and no prescription required. Try a Diet Magic trial pack today by logging on to DietMagicWow.com. That's DietMagicWow.com. Diet Magic, the little pill with big results in appetite control, weight loss, and great energy. Order your Diet Magic trial pack right now online at DietMagicWow.com. That's DietMagicWow.com.
Diet Magic, wow!
And now for today's quote and action, and we hope that it wows you into action. The quote is, the difference between the impossible and the possible lies in a person's determination. And that was by Tommy Lasorda, who was the manager of the 2000 U.S. Olympic Games, the basketball team. So that was the quote, the difference between the impossible and the possible lies in a person's determination. The action from Coach Joyce is to think about how determined are you to accomplish what you want. Take action now. Just do it and make that impossible dream become that possible accomplishment. Beverly, you know about this sort of thing. What would you like to say?
Oh, Joyce, I'm back to the programming. If it's not motivating and inspiring you, and you know this is what you want, then there's something that needs to be shifted at the subconscious level. Because otherwise, when people really want something, they will overcome anything when they have the determination and the drive. Because there's always something that you need to overcome in reaching your goals. Always, everybody will tell you that.
Yep, absolutely true. And now we're going to move on to our home-based business segment. And again, Beverly is so good with this. She's been in home-based businesses personally for many, many years. In fact, that is where the two of us met each other, at a home-based business opportunity, and we've been best friends ever since, and we're talking 2 decades. Beverly, what would you like to share about being in a home-based business?
I think that in this economy, anybody who has been searching for a job and is not finding a job, anybody who is concerned that maybe I'll lose my job, needs to have a home-based business. It's not even a matter of, let me see, should I or shouldn't I? We really need that. At one of these sessions, one week, I talked about what a tax attorney said. He said everybody, in fact, he said everybody. He didn't put it to people who don't have a job or people who are afraid of losing it. He said it's especially if you've got a job where you're earning a very high income, you must have a home-based business, because that's how you can take you can get huge tax deductions that you can never get when you have a job. And I have a number of friends who have not worked, or their husbands have not worked, and the husband is the sole breadwinner, for years, looking for jobs that will not touch a home-based business. Or in our case, Joyce, what we talk about is network marketing, because that's one that anybody can get involved in and know that they have support. When you just, unless there's something that you love that is calling you, you know, it's your favorite hobby and then you turn it into a business, that's great. But for most people, it's not happening that way. You can get involved in a home-based business. You've got an upline to support you. You've got a company to support you. You are in business not by yourself, it's your business, but you're in business with other people right from the beginning. You know, a network marketing and franchises started around the same time. And people think nothing of getting into a franchise. They're going to save up, I mean, $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000 invested in a franchise, which can go belly up, because they do, and lose all that money. And they think nothing of it. But if they join an MLM company, a network marketing company, and they don't make their big, huge investment of, let's say, $100 or $200 or $500, or in some cases just enough for a kit, $20, or in the case right now of one of our companies, my favorite company, is one penny, they're upset. And there is something that is so, I'm going to say, wrong about the mental conditioning of people regarding network marketing and multi-level marketing. And when I say it shouldn't be that way, you know, it is what it is. But what I so appreciate you, Joyce, for bringing this segment into a show about positive living. Because when you started it and you told me that you were going to bring this segment in, my immediate response was, uh-oh. Because people who are into health and personal development and all this stuff, unless they're into health and they're working a network marketing program, but otherwise, if this is their thing, is mostly about personal development, they sort of have this feeling that there's something like, you shouldn't be in a network marketing program, you shouldn't be in MLM. They've still got the old, and I mean old, outdated beliefs about it's not real, it's a pyramid. It is so completely wrong. And if you want to know who says it's so completely wrong, how's Warren Buffett, one of the richest men in the world, his favorite company is Pampered Chef, and it's a network marketing company. He considers it to be the crown jewel of his investment portfolio. And then Donald Trump has his own network marketing company. And years ago, he had made a statement saying that he felt that this was a way for people, average people, to be able to get out of their economic crisis, that he thought it was a great idea. It took him a number of years to get his own company. Did Donald need it? Of course not. What he said is that he wants to help average people be able to get out of whatever their financial issues are. But Donald is basically, we know, a real estate magnate. He didn't sit and say, gee, I'm a real estate magnate, I can't get involved in network marketing. And We all know Kiyosaki, who's written books about money, many books, and he's very well known. In his book, he talks about network marketing. Roger Barnett, whose family owns Experant Credit Company and the multi-billion-dollar clothing corporation Burberry, bought Shaklee, which is one of the oldest MLM nutrition companies. Citigroup, one of the largest banks in the world, owns Primerica Insurance, which is an MLM company that was originally started by A.L. Williams. So if you've got beliefs that are stopping you, then it's time for you to look at them and literally reprogram yourself. And by the way, there are some exceptionally valuable CDs and tapes in the same company that I spoke about in regard to changing your programming. They have a whole set of wonderful programs for changing your MLM belief systems. And I urge you, if you contact me, which I hope you do, or if you go to the website, that you will order some of them. If you're not sure what you want to order, contact me. On my website, you can just click to contact me. You don't even have to know my address. There's a place there to send me a message. And I promise you, I will answer you, especially if you put in the subject line radio. I will look at those messages first, because sometimes I get 100 to 200 messages a day. So I want, and a lot of them, you know, could be thrown away, and I could have a spam folder, but I don't, because I want to make sure I don't miss anything. So my point here is that everyone can be involved, and there are many, many products in addition to the product that is my obvious favorite, because I talk about it not every week, but most weeks, which is Immunical. And why do I talk about it? Because it saves lives and because I almost died from cancer and healed myself before this product was on the market. I know how important that product is. And I'll give you the website if that's the program you're interested in, www.healingnaturally.me. Of course, it's www.healingnaturally.me. That product, Immunical, it's not the only product, of course, which this company has, but that product is, to me, the most important one on the planet. Therefore, that's the company that I am building. That's the company that I work. It is not the only MLM company that I'm in, because there are other products and services that I want. So you can be in a company and choose not to build it, meaning that you don't put the same time and effort into it, because the average person cannot work many programs at a time. They can be in a number of them, get the products, help other people get involved. You always have an upline, so that if you bring someone into a program and they say, that's the program I want to work, what do? You refer them to your upline, because the upline will help and support them. You need to choose the program that makes the most sense for you and then get involved. They all have telephone calls, training calls, if it's a health company, testimonial calls. They all support you. This whole reason for not getting involved, as far as I can see, is primarily a belief that multi-level is not quite right. There's something wrong with it. Oh, I don't want to...
Beverly, let me get a word in here, a couple of things. Yes, the companies all support you, but they are not equally good at it. So I want to make that distinction. Not every company, when you hear an opportunity call, is a powerful call. Not every call is going to motivate someone to come in. So when Beverly references this is my favorite company, I want to like really make it clear that they have all these tools in place, and they are excellent. That's number one. Number two, you referenced a penny, but you went over it so quickly that I can promise you people have no idea what you were talking about. The penny was that this month only there is a special to join Beverly's favorite company, and certainly one of my all-time favorites. For 1 cent, folks, you can become a distributor for 1 cent. So I want to really make sure you get that. It is this month's special promotion. That doesn't mean that it's going to be available next month. Also, what you get for that 1 cent is a kit of information that is truly the most professional, beautiful, incredible, extraordinary kit I have ever seen. And you can trust me, folks, I've been teaching courses in multi-level marketing for many, many years. I have seen many companies. Many companies have been presented to me by my clients. What do you think of this? And Joyce, will you check that out? So I have seen hundreds of companies over the years, and the company that is her personal favorite is truly one of my personal favorites, and that is about all about ImmuniCal, and the website is www.healingnaturally.me. So thank you for that, Beverly. I just want to make sure people know that they can take a penny that can literally change their lives. Moving forward, I want to also recommend an extraordinary book besides Beverly's book, of course, The Law of Success. I really believe in that book, written 100 years ago, with the principles still prevalent today, and that since it's not sold in the stores, I want you to know about it and how you can get it. And it's 800-680-4521, Napoleon Hill's The Law of Success, which they reference in Chapter 1 about how important it is to have a definite purpose. Beverly, what's yours?
My definite purpose is to provide information, inspiration, motivation, and education, plus tools and techniques through my speaking, through my writing, through DVDs, CDs, newsletters, articles, books, and radio, which will help change people's lives in whatever direction they want. More health, success, happiness, wherever they want to go. Let me be in vibrational harmony with your desires.
Very good, Beverly. That certainly nailed it. And my definite purpose is to coach people to live their best life as I do, whatever it takes to live mine. I will be prosperous and have multiple streams of income and lead, inspire, and empower others to do likewise. The radio show Joyce Barry and Friends will be the number one most listened to and most popular internet radio show worldwide. Financial rewards and life rewards come to me easily and effortlessly. I win friends and I win contests. Opportunities abound and miracles manifest as we strive to change the world, one positive thought and one positive action at a time. And I just want to say something about being number one worldwide, because I truly am going to do everything in my power to have that happen. But just yesterday, I heard that Howard Stern's contract is up very shortly, very, very soon. And Howard is seriously considering going to internet radio. Now, I am not a Howard Stern fan by any means, but someone that makes about $300 million a year on Sirius Radio, and he's looking at internet radio, so surely I must be on the right track. Howard, don't go opposite me at 11 a.m. Eastern. Choose any other time. I know you have millions that listen to you, and that's my goal, to have millions that listen to me, but I thought that was pretty amazing that he's looking at internet radio. So having said that, we want to move on to the things that we're grateful for. Beverly, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful that you gave me a second segment so I could talk about one of my favorite things, which has to do with the laws of the universe. And I'm grateful that we just had, you and I and many other people, a new year, which is a new beginning for us. And I actually believe that anyone who chooses to tune into the concept doesn't have to be Jewish. It could, any time can be a new beginning for you. And I'm grateful for that. And every day can be a new beginning for us. I'm grateful that for my family and friends and for my health. Oh, most, Joyce, that to me is one of the most important things, that I have made it my business to vibrate in harmony with health, and by my thinking and by the things I do to take care of my body, and by the work that I do on my emotional state, because your emotions have a great deal to do with your health.
Absolutely. And I want to quote Napoleon Hill's gratitude prayer, because it says it all in three sentences as well. I give thanks daily, not for mere riches, but for wisdom with which to recognize, embrace, and properly use the great abundance of riches I now have at my command. I have no enemies because I injure no man or woman for any cause, but I try to benefit all with whom I come in contact by teaching them the way to enduring riches. I have more material wealth than I need because I am free from greed and covet only the material things I can use while I live. So those of you that follow the show know that I am a huge Napoleon Hill fan. And what's so interesting is how all those principles written a century ago are still so popular today. I'm also so grateful for people like Beverly Nadler and all the others that contribute so much to this show, like Seth Bradley, like Stefan Ryback, and all the guests that are not only willing to be on the show, but recommend people to the show and do everything to promote the show and to have this show be a number one success. They're all in harmony with my vision. So to wrap up, I want to thank all of you for being with us today, folks. We really appreciate you. The only thing we ask you to pay for this show and all that it offers you is to pay attention. We ask you to pay attention and spring into action with what you learn from us today and each and every day. Without you going into action to accomplish your goals, this show is just another entertainment feature for you. You want entertainment, turn on your TV, get another book, go to a movie, go to a show. Let us entertain you and let us inspire you at the same time to have what you want in all areas of your life. We want you to be a partner and join with us in changing the world one positive thought and one positive action at a time. Pay it forward, folks. Do random acts of kindness. There's a whole article on that on my blog, www.joycebarry.blogspot.com. You can email me at coachcorner@ymail.com. If you want to talk to me about these home-based business opportunities to find out what is the right one for you, feel free to call me at 212-759-5556 Eastern Time between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. I'm happy to talk to you. I'm happy to have you select what's right for you. As a coach, I can guide you, I can inspire you and motivate you, but you're the one that needs to spring into action. You're the one that makes the choices. Beverly, what would you like to say to wrap up your first ever segment with us on those good vibrations?
How about if I just read a poem?
Okay. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, since this is Successful September, I chose Success is in Your Hands. Success is in your hands, my friend. Never should you fear. Success is in your heart and mind. Never should you despair. You're part of a great purpose, my friend. And when you understand it, you'll thank the power that created you and live the way it planned it. Success is in your hands, my friend. Open your eyes and see it. Success is in your heart and mind. Faith will help you free it. You're part of all that lives and breathes. One spirit flows through all things. With the endless sea and glorious sky, abundance is what spirit brings. Yes, success is in your hands, my friend. It's coming closer every day. Success is stirring within your soul. You can feel it now. You're on your way.
Whoa, that is awesome. But yet, I've never heard a poem from you that wasn't extraordinary. I keep waiting for that book to come out on your poetry, because what I have to say about your poetry, what I have to say about you, Beverly, your segments, and certainly all our listeners and our loyal fans, what I have to say is...
You're simply-